AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Presidential rivals Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton competed for the media's attention more than usual on Labor Day, holding dueling news conferences aboard their campaign planes. Trump extended a rare invitation to a handful of reporters to join him on his private jet between campaign stops, saying at one point that he'll bring jobs back to Ohio.
We have never had a case like this before, and it's getting worse and worse. And you look at what we just saw, we passed plant after plant after plant where there are no jobs, where it's just gone.
Clinton debuted her new campaign plane, riding with reporters for the first time since launching this White House bid. She told them there's reason for concern about Russia and the U.S. election.
The fact that our intelligence professionals are now studying this and taking it seriously raises some grave questions about potential Russian interference with our electoral process.
Conservative activist Phyllis Schlafly has died of cancer in St. Louis. She was the outspoken conservative activist who helped defeat the Equal Rights Amendment in the 1970s and founded the Eagle Forum political group. Schlafly was 92. A new poll finds support for the Black Lives Matter movement increasing among young white adults.
The poll indicates a majority of white, black, Asian, and Hispanic young adults now support the movement. 51% of white adults polled between the ages of 18 and 30 say they now strongly or somewhat support Black Lives Matter. That's up 10 points since June.
AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley. New York City officials have extended beach closures beyond Labor Day because of continued deadly rip currents caused by Hermine. Park officials say beaches will be closed to swimming, bathing, and surfing on Tuesday. This is AP Radio News. TV's Wyatt Earp actor Hugh O'Brien has died at his home in Beverly Hills. He was 91. Comic actor Chevy Chase has checked into rehab.
Good evening, I'm Chevy Chase, and you're not.
The former Saturday Night Live star is in a Minnesota rehab center for treatment of an alcohol problem. His spokeswoman says it's a tune-up in Chase's recovery. The 72-year-old actor struggled with drugs and alcohol during his career. He checked into the Betty Ford Clinic in the 1980s for treatment for addiction to prescription painkillers. His return to rehab was first reported by TMZ. I'm Jamie Fryer.
Back in school, former Cleveland quarterback Johnny Manziel. He's re-enrolled at Texas A&M. After his NFL career was derailed by a series of off-field incidents that included a domestic violence charge, Manziel played two seasons for the Aggies. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.